It's a constant worry, constant concern every year. Lifeguards on our beaches, people staying safe. There are rip tides and fast moving tides in very many Kerry beaches that locals may be aware of, but visitors are not. That's a point that was made by Councillor Aoife Kennelly of Fine Gael at the recent meeting of Kerry County Council, where she talked about the need and asked the council to provide a tide clock in Ballybunion so people would know what the state of the tide was, whether it was coming in or going out. Before coming here this morning, I spoke to her and asked her for this idea and if it's something that could be rolled out across all Kerry beaches. First of all, I asked her, how does a tide clock work?
Yeah, good morning, Jerry, and good morning to your listeners as well. I recently brought up a motion to the local MD meeting this month that Kerry County Council would install these tide clocks, and I suppose I named Ladies Beach in Ballybunion as one of the beaches, I suppose, that would be on the hit list for the first one. Look, I don't know if you're aware, I suppose, Jerry, of the Ladies Beach in Ballybunion. I suppose, like any beach, you have safety concerns and risks in terms of people walking, swimming. But in Ladies Beach and Ballybunion, you also have surfing. You have the cliffs and the caves then underneath as well. So I suppose there's that added risk on the beach there. These tide clocks, they're very similar to a normal analog clock that you'd see anywhere, except I suppose the numbers and times and the hands point to not numbers, but whether it's a high tide or a low tide, or it gives you the information about whether the tide is coming in or if it's going out. So I suppose, unlike the ordinary clocks, these ones would operate on a lunar tidal cycle. And each beach then would have the clocks specifically set up and calibrated to the tide times on that specific location. Whether it's Ballybunion or Ballyhaig or, you know, your back west or wherever, each beach would have a clock that is set to the tide times on that beach.
Yeah, so the issue is that I suppose locals know all about the tides and how quickly things can change in Ballybunion, but the visitors don't.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, if you're a local to Ballybunion or a regular visitor, you know how quickly that tide changes and that those tides come in and out. And, you know, that beach in particular is well known for strong currents and the strong tides that I have there as well. So, look, this information, I suppose, is really easily accessible. It's on the beach. It's easy to read, and it just gives people that immediate, easy to read information where you don't need a phone, you don't need an app, you don't need, you know, you don't need good signal, you don't have to visit a website. The information is just there, and it just allows people, I suppose, to make better informed decisions when they're visiting the beach, and it just makes the beach safer for anyone that's there, whether it's locals or, you know, complete strangers to the beach. It just helps them to be safer. And I suppose, look, there's times where we have lifeguards on the beach, but unfortunately, we don't have lifeguards. We don't have the resources to have lifeguards on every beach all year round. So this is something, I suppose, it's a preventative measure that has potential to reduce the pressure on lifeguards, but also on, let's say, the fantastic sea and cliff rescue team that we have in Ballybunion. It would take a lot of pressure off them as well if people had that information at hand when they're visiting the beach.
I imagine it wouldn't cost that much either.
No, it's extremely low cost. You know, it's such an affordable measure. And, you know, if it prevented even one person from being trapped in those caves or injured or out at sea or worse, you know, then I think it's worth doing. Even I was looking up, you know, the costs associated with it. And I suppose since raising the motion at the council, I've been in contact with a supplier that has expressed interest in supplying the clocks, but also possibly even donating a few clocks to the beach in Ballybunion. So look, it's extremely low cost. So it seems like a really simple, practical measure.
What kind of a response did you get, Aoife, from the council to this idea?
I suppose the council response is that, you know, there's tidal information on the chalkboards when the lifeguards are on duty. But I suppose this is only when the lifeguards are on duty. There's also information on the blue flag notice board on beaches already, but for that to be checked, I suppose people need to have access to their phones and signal and need to visit a website. So it's not ideal. And I suppose they had said that funding is not available to install these tide clocks, but they did, I suppose, come back and give a commitment to looking into the costs involved. So considering that the costs are quite low, I'd hope that they'd look into it again.
Yeah, and then from there, if it works in Ballybunion, if it can be set up and gets good response, it could be rolled out across the county in our major beaches.
That's it, yeah. The goal here would be to see the tide clocks installed in every beach across Kerry. You know, starting with Ballybunion ideally this summer would be a great just an idea to see how well it works and how easy it is to install, and something we could definitely look at rolling out across the county.
Okay, Aoife, listen, interesting idea. We'll see what happens with it, but thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us in the programme this morning.
Brilliant. Thanks very much, Jerry.
That's Councillor Aoife Kennelly. With that, if you're viewing it, get in touch with us on the programme this morning. Caller thinks it's a very good proposal by Councillor Aoife Kennelly to introduce a tide clock to Ballybunion Beach. Hopes Kerry County Council make it happen, as it would be very useful and an added safety measure for sea swimmers.